We know that we need to be patient, but that's really tough. How can we be patient in a world that demands immediacy? You'll find out in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. There's a story about a little girl who came home from Sunday school proudly telling her parents that her teacher was a doctor. Her mother calmly corrected her, "Honey, I think Miss Janie is a school teacher, not a doctor." "No, no," the little girl insisted. "I'm sure she's a doctor. I overheard her talking in the hallway, and she said to teach a class like ours, you have to have a lot of patience." You'll get that in a minute. The fact is, whether you're teaching children in Sunday school or just living life, we all have to have a lot of patience. James tells us that as believers, we have reason to be patient. We know how everything turns out. In James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, James writes, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." The first 6 verses of chapter 5 are a warning to those who base their hope in their possessions. James 5, 1 and 2 says, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten." Verses 5 and 6 says, "You lived in the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you." James was not exactly a man of great tact, but tact was not what was needed at this point. Straight talk was. Those who depended upon their wealth would be sorely disappointed. Like the prodigal son, they would find out that when the money was gone, so were their friends. Eating slop with the pigs wasn't too far behind. The shift from verse 6 to verse 7 may seem somewhat abrupt, but there's a purpose. The difference could not be more pronounced between the person who trusts in their riches and the one whose hope is in the Lord. Verse 7, James writes, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord." Our circumstances as believers do not determine our hope. Whether we're rich or poor or somewhere in between, our hope is exactly the same, in a wealth far beyond what this world can ever even conceive. And we know how it all turns out. Jesus is coming back. It's an absolute certainty. You may not know what your stocks and bonds will be worth tomorrow, but you can know for certain one day Jesus will return. Therefore, we can have patience. James uses the illustration of a farmer waiting for the harvest. I remember as a child going to my grandfather's farm on the day that he planted corn. The next day, I woke up, ran to the door, and looked and said, "So where's the corn?" The field looked exactly the same way that it had the day before. It was just a bunch of dirt. But Granddad didn't seem to be all that concerned. "It'll come," he assured me. When I came back for another visit, the corn stalks were tall in the field. So I asked him, "Is the corn ready yet?" "Not yet," he'd tell me. "We have to wait until it's ready for harvest." He knew how to tell when those ears of corn were ready. And then, only then, he would go out and collect the harvest. The farmer knows how to be patient, how to wait on the crop, how to tend the field until the day of harvest arrives. That's the patience we need as believers. Just as the farmer depends on God to send the rain and make the seeds grow, so we depend on the Lord to finish out His purpose in our life as we work in His field. We can be patient because we know that the harvest is coming. The temptation is to try to do things according to our timetable. but that would be a great mistake. It's equivalent to trying to eat a corn stalk because we're tired of waiting for the ears of corn to appear. We can continue to serve in the Father's field because we know that the harvest is coming, and what a harvest is going to be. Verse 8 says, "You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." We know that Jesus is coming back. When he left, he promised, "I will come again." He has not failed a single promise yet. He won't fail in that one either. You can be patient. You can be confident. You know how it all turns out. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.